the party at your place. Oh yeah, it didn't feel right. Turning back to amber, red light. Red light spells a danger. Your baby cry. FDQ, FDP, Barbadies and Mozambique. Me, I'm on Decatur Street.
Sorry for everything. sorry for everything. I'm sorry for everything I said but didn't do. I'm sorry. Put it on cruise control. How could I have been such a fool? I feel so down, I can't help realize. I feel the tears I felt behind your eyes. You hope last, but still you never know.
Never know.
Tell me that you think you know it's over. Now you feel you need to know it's over. Still I know I need to see you. Tell me how I need to
Welcome to Suitcase Full of Dimes for September 7th, 2007. I'm your host, Ed, and we started the show with the 1990s and You Made Me Like It from their latest CD, Cookies. That was followed by Christopher Dale with Sorry from his CD, Pick Me Up, and from their self-titled EP, that was The Fire Apes with It's Over. Now this week's trivia question, the original incarnation of the Eagles that backed Linda Ronstadt on a two-month tour in 1971 contained which two members of the band's current incarnation? I'll reveal the answer later. Next up, from their latest release, Dismissed with a Kiss, here's Spanking Charlene with Red Rolling Papers.
Music spills. luck as any little surprise. It was something they can't explain. It would never come again. Someday they'll find everything they're looking for somewhere.
Underground, unsigned, underappreciated music from under the radar, straight out of the Music Attack bunker in Southwest Scotland. MusicAttack.libsyn.com.
From their CD, What Elephant, that was Boston's Sucka Brown with Sideways. Before that was a track from Alamance's upcoming CD, Moving On, titled Someday. And we started that set with New York's Spanking Charlene and Red Rolling Papers. Up next, we have a band I'd heard uploaded tracks to the Podsafe Music Network through the Jersey Todd Show's host, Jersey Todd. And if you haven't checked it out already, you can find his show at jerseytoddshow.com. Formed in Dallas in 1988 by Jack O'Neill and Kerry Pierce, the band is Jacko Pierce. And while the band broke up 10 years later, their music remains. See what you think. Here's Jacko Pierce with Vineyard.
To take me somewhere just outside of Boston, as I run to find the other sun. And I'm leaving more behind than I care to talk about, just more pain than this heart and hands can use. As this big world's always spinning, all that I thought I was winning, I never thought I'd lose. This great force, it takes me to the ferry, to cross wind and water so untamed. And I'm on that ship, my life just seems so very small in comparison to everything around. But there's this girl over there, she's got mahogany hair and her eyes of sweet amethyst. I bow as she curtsies, doesn't look like she's gonna hurt me, so I decide to add her to my list. And she said, and she said, won't you stay on the vineyard for the summer? Won't you stay on the vineyard for the year? We'll find a little house down there in no bluffs, and our children is all that we'll hear. Should be going as that one day turned into five or six. Although I'm loving all the beautiful things she's showing, I back up and I'm enveloped by the mist. That girl over there, she's got mahogany hair and her eyes of sweet amethyst. I think that maybe it would be better if I just wrote her a letter, but instead she grabs me and we kiss. And she said, you ain't going nowhere. Stay on the vineyard for the summer. Won't you stay on the vineyard for the year? We'll find a little house down there in Oakland, and our children is all that we'll stay need. On the vineyard for the summer. Won't you stay for the year? We'll find a little house down there, no place, and our children is all that we hear. She said,
just like a guy I used to know. Hey man, he looked just like you, and his name was Joe. Don't you know we all look like someone else? It's not a big new thing, but
world is a circle and there's your twin standing there across the ring. Because Johnny looks like Freddy and Jenny looks like Mary. It's a natural eventuality. Joni looks like Tony and Robbie looks like Bobby. Do you know someone who looks like me? Excuse me, ma'am, you look just like a girl I used to date. Excuse me, ma'am, is it possible that you somehow relate? Don't you know we all look like someone else? It doesn't mean I'm her sister. It doesn't give you the right to bug me just because you might have kissed her. Cause Johnny looks like Freddy and Jenny looks like Mary. It's a natural eventuality. Joni looks like Tony and Robbie looks like Bobby. Do you know someone who looks like me?
Come on and do the hoop jack. She's my little Latin baby.
From his latest disc, Hold the Fire, that was Tommy James of Tommy James and the Shondells with Lupe and Joe. Before that was another track from Gardening in a Tornado by Oklahoma's Dr. Pants called Doppelganger Rock. And we started that block with Jacko Pierce and Vineyard from their 1992 album Woman as Salvation. As always, there are links to all the artists' websites in the show notes at suitcasefulofdimes.blogspot.com, as well as links to purchase the albums at CD Baby when available. You can also leave comments there or email me directly at suitcase.full.of.dimes@gmail.com. If you have a music podcast, email me your promo and I'll try to include it in a future show. Now the answer to this week's trivia question. The only two original members that remain with the current version of the Eagles are Glenn Frey and Don Henley. They have a new studio album coming out in October called Long Road Out of Eden, none of which is pod safe, but you can hear a new track from the disc on their official MySpace page. We'll close this episode of Suitcase Full of Dimes with a song from Toronto's Union of Lanterns. From their new CD, Truth If You Want It, here's Don Quixote.
Call me crazy.
Music in this episode has been made PodSafe through the PodSafe Music Network.